Welcome to this week's HMD radio show. Kicking us off tonight, Gaia.
We'll be right back.
That was Soulfly Titans off their new album, Archangel. And then before that, starting the show, was Gaia and Nothing But Dead Stuff. That's off their new album as well. So here we are, another week, another show, and I've loads of new music to be playing this week. I've got the new one from The Sword, new one from Wand, new one from Goatsnake, Black 44, Black Pussy, Trials, and some old stuff by UFO Mammoth, and two new beers. I have one which is a Header IPA, Clochmore. I'll tell you a bit more about that later. Don't know what it's like yet. And I have Brewdog's Jackhammer Rootless India Pale Ale. I've had this before and it's damn tasty. So I'll give you a bit more information about that later. What am I going to play next? So, I'd have to. The Sword have a new album out. And just out today, I just picked it up and I haven't had a chance to listen to it, like most of the new releases I play for you. So I'm big fan of The Sword, so I'm gonna play probably two songs off it. The title track was streaming there a while ago, but what am I gonna play? I'll play here, sure, Mist and Shadow.
Thank you.
Okay, that's a bit of a departure. So that's two off the new Sword album, High Country, and that was the title track and Mist and Shadow out first. Before I make judgment on it, I'm gonna give it another few listens, but yeah, it's a bit of a departure. Next up, time for a bit of Black Pussy. This is a band that seems to be creating a lot of controversy just to create controversy. According to what's going on with them in the press, don't know much about them, but have a listen to this. This is Prototype off their album Magic Mustache.
Hey, what?
That's The Shrine, Destroyers, taking off the compilation Have You Seen My Mind. It's a Tank Crimes Brain Squeeze 2. And then before that, you had Black Pussy Prototype. So, first beer up tonight, Clockmore Header IPA. Yeah, it gives a blurb on the back about how it's brewed in the Mourne Mountains and all that shite, and yeah, it makes it sound lovely, and indeed it tastes lovely. It's a really nice IPA. I don't get much of the header off it, but my sense of smell isn't the best at the moment. But it's really nice bitterness to it, not overly floral on the hops, which is something I like. But yeah, it's a nice kind of light enough colour, not too pale, but it's one for supping. It clocks in at 5.2%, so it's not too shabby either on the alcohol content. Yeah, I'd definitely recommend it. It's a 50cl bottle, and I think it was 350, which is a bit steep, but it is a craft beer, so you're paying a premium for it, that the dare to produce and all that. Where did I get it? I got it in Bag at Wines. I haven't seen it anywhere else, but I'd recommend it. Give it a go. It's a tasty IPA. So I'm gonna drink a bit more of that while what do I play? Time to wig out a bit. Master Musicians of Bukkake. Thank you. listen to that band riff away all fucking day, deadly. That's Shooting Guns, and that's off the split they did with Hawkeye, Brothers of the Nod, and that's Mega Volcano. And before that you had a new one from Goatsnake, that's Elevated Man, and then Master Musicians of Bukkake, before that the Circular Runes. So moving on to the next beer, which is a much paler, clearer variety than the previous one. I'd say the Master Musicians of Bukkake was a suitable tune following it. That's kind of a bit how it tasted. So if you are going to drink that Clockmore, I recommend it to some Master Musicians of Bukkake. So, Hardcore IPA. I've been watching the Brewdogs TV show that's on at the moment. Well, I don't know if it's on at the moment. It was on the internet. So, it took me a while to get into it, but the two lads are quite funny. And they do brew exceedingly good beers. So when I was in the shop today, I saw Hardcore IPA, and it's a while since, or sorry, not Hardcore IPA, it's Jackhammer, and it's a while since I've had it, so I said fuck it, I'll get it. It's a 7.2% IPA. It's a lovely, clear, crisp, and it's not as pungent as the likes of their Punk IPA, but it's fucking lovely. Yeah, it's a nice bitterness. It doesn't really taste the full 7.2%, so it's deceptive in that way. I'd totally recommend it if you haven't had it. In fact, pretty much any Brewdog beer I've had, I'd recommend. And what will I play? I'm going to have to play something that matches it after playing the last lot for the Clockmore IPA. This is, I'm going to play something off the Trials album. This is Digging My Own Grave. Yeah. Okay, I was digging my own grave from Trials. Jackhammer. Might have been the best song to represent it, but it's close. All except for the ship in the middle of that song. So, I'm slipping away on that, and it's fucking gorgeous. It's really nice, clean, crisp taste. Nice floral notes coming through. And we're pretty much at the end of the show now. I'm heading off to the Craft Beer Festival in the RDS this weekend. Looking forward to drinking loads of great beers. And enjoying the first few, and then after that, she won't be able to taste them. So, towards the end of the show, if you want to get in touch, you can email hmd@radioactiveinternational.org. or at HMD on radio on Twitter, or the HMD radio show on Facebook. So if you want to stay tuned, you can listen to this show. Rocks is up next on Radioactive, or on Grip of Delusion, it's the Wicked Lady radio show. So hang around, listen to those. As I've done the last couple of weeks, I'm going to play something from UFO Mammoth, one of their lesser known songs that they don't really play these days. This is a song off Snail King, it's Brain Dome. Till next week, enjoy.
What seems to be the trouble, soldier? You look a little bit worried.
Just a little bit.
Necessary precautions to see that we're perfectly safe here.
Sir, have you ever been out of one of these shops before?
Yes, I've had the opportunity to see a number of the atomic tests. shock wave, and then you hear the sound of the blast, and then it seems as though there's a minor earthquake. And then you look up and you see the fireball as it ascends up into the heaven. It's a wonderful sight to behold.